Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Deep. I'm Brother Chek, and we are on Grateful Thursdays. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. The Gospel is taken from the book of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house. But it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the wind blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined." Brothers and sisters, the good news of our salvation. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, the gospel today is somewhat talking about doing the will of the Father. And speaking of will of God, I think it is divided into three. First is the revealed will. And we all know what is the revealed will. This is the commandments that Jesus left us. And yung 10 commandments from Moses before na binigay ni God, it was simplified by God. That is ibinabah niya sa dalawa na lang. To love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your heart, with all your soul, and to love one another. So, that is the revealed will. The second will is the secret will of God. And it seems to be secret because no one knows about this. And it will only be revealed to us when the time comes that Jesus will be back here on earth. That is the secret will that we need to be prepared for. That we need to be worthy enough to receive this will. And finally, the third will that this gospel is talking about is the will that is designed for each one of us. Every one of us who is listening to this podcast, and everyone maybe who haven't even listened to the Word of God yet, has his own mission as well. And kung ano man yung mission na yon, it is for us individually to discover it, to pray for it, to execute it. Because mga kapatid, every one of us is entitled to heaven, but not every one of us will be worthy enough to enter it if we will not follow His will. And following His will, yun nga tulad ng sinasabi sa gospel, is like building your house in a solid rock. That whatever circumstances that may come into your life, whether it is something that is victorious, that may push you away from God, or maybe something that will pull you down, that you might feel that God is not in your life. Mga kapatid, this gospel is reminding us today that God is with you each step of the way. He has reminded us again and again through His words that He is with us. All we need to do is follow His will. And in the end, that secret will of God will be ours to take. Father in heaven, thank you for today. Thank you for listening to the cry of our hearts. Thank you for embracing our mess. Thank you for embracing our weaknesses. Sa kabila po ng lahat ng kasalanan namin, sa kabila po ng lahat ng pagkukulang namin, in following your will, you're still there with us, holding our hands, walking with us, and even carrying us when the load is too heavy for us. We pray for your grace na kung ano man po yung pinagdadaanan namin ngayon, Lord. May your will be done. All of this we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, maraming salamat po for always tuning in with us here at Deep. And always remember that if you truly want to be happy in this life, always be grateful. God bless everyone.